בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פרשת בהר בחוקותיי. Today is כ"ב באייר. We are continuing with קהלת, פרק יוד, פסוק י"ד. והשכל ירבה דברים. The fool speaks a lot. He thinks he knows what's going to, you know, what's going to be in the future. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He plans and plans. לא ידע האדם מה שיהיה. So we tell the fool, first of all, you don't know what's going to be. ואשר יהיה מאחריו, מי יגיד לו? And not only does he not know the future, he doesn't even know the present. Whatever's going on now, he needs to be told as well. The Gemara tells a story that once the one of the Amoraim, I don't remember who it was, saw the Satan walking in the street and was laughing. The Malach HaMavet. So he asked the Malach HaMavet, why are you laughing? So he says, you see this store? He said, yeah. He says, it's a shoe store. So he says, what's so funny? He said, there's a guy who just went into the shoe store. You know, they used to order custom-made shoes. So he says, this guy went into the shoe store and he ordered from the shoemaker a pair of shoes that should last him 7 years. He says, I want it to be such good quality, it should last me 7 years. So he says, why is that funny? He says, because he doesn't know that he's not going to live out 7 days. Tamvin, person... בעולם הזה, doesn't know anything. Nobody has a life insurance policy. Shem Yerachim Yatzi, look what happened in Meron on Thursday night. Nobody has Shem Yerachim. In an instant. That's why a person has to be prepared. So this Sachal is planning, he thinks he knows, we know nothing. The Chacham knows that he knows nothing. Next Pasuk. Amala kesilim tiyage'innu. The toil of the fool will wear him out. And he says... לא ידע ללכת אל העיר. The people, this is a reference, the city is the Torah. When you stick with the Torah, everything's clear, everything is pashut. When you don't know the Torah, right, if you know that the city has an entrance, you get up, you walk through the door, והכל בסדר. If you don't know the city has an entrance, so now you have to be like a Navy SEAL, obstacle course, to get on, climb under, over, is there climbing walls? You see this guy, he makes it into the city, sweating, jumping over walls. He says, why are you all sweating? He says, well, I just made it into the city. I took the obstacle course to get into the city. The Chacham tells him, Chamor. He says, why don't you just walk through the door, through the gate? Lo yada. He doesn't have the Torah. That's a reference. Torah makes everything much easier. Torah makes everything much sweeter. He says, the guy is making, you know how people make themselves crazy? They make themselves tired? That's what happens to the guy who's Puresh Midirich HaTorah. Next Pasuk. Ilach Eretz. שמלכך נער. He says, woe to you, a country whose leaders, the kings, the dayanim, they're acting like children. ושרייך בבוקר יוכלו. And the noblemen are like eating Wheaties for breakfast. You know, they wake up, they're like little kids. He says, well, what kind of thing is that? What's he talking about? Look at the next pasuk. אשריך ארץ שמלכך בן חורים. Fortunate are you, this country, whose kings are free men, and the noblemen eat at the proper time, they eat, they deal with gvura, that's talking about the chokhmah, and not just drinking wine all day long, they're not drunk. That's a reference to what? Who's the leader of the person? The leader of the person has to be the Yetzer HaTov. If the Yetzer HaTov, if a person's squashing it by acting like a kid, by letting the Yetzer HaTov take over, so you're being controlled by a child. You're being controlled by immature, you know, ways. If you let the Yetzer HaTov take over with intelligence, with Torah, Zetov. This is another very famous pasuk. Ba'asaltaim imach hamekare. Which means that as a result, Ba'asaltaim, what's the shoresh? Atzelut. That's laziness. As a result of that, you know, sometimes what happens, a person sees a crack in the ceiling. A crack in the ceiling. A little drip here and there. So he doesn't care, he pushes it off, push it off. What happens, the next time there's a big rain, boom, you didn't fix it right away, you were lazy, now you have a big flood. The ceiling's going to crumble. And by lowering the arms, the house is going to drip. That's the way Am Yisrael... When they are chas v'shalom, lazy in Torah mitzvot, that gives, what's the house? House is our protection. We're lazy about the house, the Torah, that lets the goyim come in, and then we get flooded, chas v'shalom, by enemies. Lishok osim lechem. V'yayin yisamach chayim. For simcha, we make, right, for, let's say there's a chatuna, or a king's party, you make a seuda. Seuda, big seuda, is called bread. However, the what gives the most simcha out of the whole seuda? The wine. Ve'kesef ya'aneh et hakol. He says, but guess what? Which means you have bread, that's the seuda. The wine gives the simcha. What pays for everything? Kesef. So at the end of the day, right, it's a famous thing. People love this pasuk. Hakol kesef. Huh? Kesef. Therefore, a person, if he's atzel, so many psukim in Kohelet and in Mishle, Shlomo HaMelech constantly bashes laziness. Forget about Torah mitzvot, which is the main idea about what he's talking about. But anything in life, if a person's lazy, nothing's going to come of him. Guess what? You want to have the suda and the yain, you got to have kesef. You want kesef. It's a chavod. Whether hen ba Torah, hen ba ruchaniyut, hen ba begashmiyut, whatever it is, person has to put the pedal to the metal and work. Yeah? There's another very famous pasuk, we'll finish the perek. Gam b'mada'acha. Yeah, mada'acha is a thought. Mada'ach. Melech al tekalel. Do not curse a king. Uvchadre mishkavecha, in your bedroom, al tekalel ashir. Don't curse a rich man. Ki of ha-shamayim yolich et hakol. Yeah, ever heard that thing? A little birdie is going to go spread the word. Uval kenafayim yagid davar. And the winged one will go and say, what's it talking about? Don't, over here it's talking about, what do you mean cursing the king? Doing things to anger Malkosh el Olam. Don't think that there's anywhere you can hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In your bedroom, in your thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bochen klayot. Nothing a person can do, you can't get away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yonah Navi taught us that. And he was doing that for the benefit of Am Yisrael, and he tried to get away. So therefore, a person has to remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees what we do b'chader chaderim. Kadosh Baruch Hu reads our thoughts. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. Don't think that there's any manos. There's nowhere to hide from a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
The bird.
Huh?
The bird to your tower
up. Rashi HaKadosh says that's the neshama. It flies up to heaven. The neshama is going to say everything. And by the way, we have a pseudo that every single night. Have some. Shema goes up to Shamayim. Who gives din v'cheshbon about the person? Ourselves. The neshama comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu every night and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did this and this and this and this and this and this today. And that's just a synopsis, just a sneak peek of what's going to go on
l'achar me'ev esim shana, the din v'cheshbon. And then what, every night Hashem decides whether to give your neshama back or not, or that was already decided
HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides when to give it back. Hey, say in Persian, such nisht, nisht, shuch, such, no jokes.
Shuch nisht.
But
isn't that that's the Rosh Hashanah though? That you're like when you're gonna die, if you're gonna die that year, this and that.
Nechon, it was already destined in Rosh Hashanah. The person's not gonna wake up in the morning, right? That's why we said Birkat. Poskim say, why do we say Birkat Elohim Neshama Baboker? Tavrata, Tavtzarta. Why? Because every single day, every morning, is a little Tchiyat Hametim. You know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wakes us up. Tov, Akan, Yom Tov, Rabotai. Tzlocha Rabbah.